William Frawley.
Oh, hi, Dad. Hi, Dad.
Hi, guy.
Hi, Steve.
Bub, Hey, what are you doing?
We're cleaning out the...
Travel tomorrow.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're cleaning out the garage.
You're not going to throw all that stuff away.
Yeah, it's all going out of here.
Hey, Dad, did you hear anything about Princess Joanne coming back to Bryant Park?
Yeah, I just picked up the paper in the front. It's all over the headlines. Princess Joanne and Prince Sandro arrival tomorrow.
See, I told you. Nobody ever believes me.
Can I see that?
You're not going to throw this off.
Well, what good is it?
Well, I don't know. You ought to be able to use it for something.
A butterfly nut?
Well, you can never can tell.
To the front door, Melissa.
I'll get it, Bub.
Well, if you put all this stuff away, all of it, get it all up in a bundle and put it away.
Mr. Douglas?
Yes.
Stephen Douglas?
That's right.
I'm Ken Griffin of the Daily Courier. May I come in?
Surely, come in.
I'd like to ask you some questions about Princess Joanne and Prince Sandra.
Oh. Well, I'm afraid all I know about them is what I read in the paper.
Well, it is true that you used to know Princess Joanne. I mean, when she was Joanne Norton here in Bryant Park. What kind of a girl was she?
She was a wonderful person. I'm sure she still is.
Well, what I had in mind was the kind of a story like, I knew her when. Or, the real Princess Joanne. You know, that sort of thing.
I'm afraid I can't help you, Mr. Griffin.
Have you ever met the prince?
No, I haven't.
Well, you expect to see them when they're here on their visit?
I really don't know.
Well, you do plan to get in touch with her. I mean, isn't it true that you were engaged or almost engaged to her?
I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Look, Mr. Douglas.
Goodbye.
What? Okay. I'm sorry, it's my job.
I know.
Do you plan to catch something special with that, or you always carry it with you?
Reporter from the Courier.
Yeah, I heard him. Are you going to see Johnny?
Princess Joanne?
Princess Joanne, my foot. She was a nice girl, but she's just plain Joni Norton.
No, not plain. Joni was never just plain.
You going to see her?
No, I don't. Too much water's passed under the bridge. The whole ocean. What am I doing with this thing anyway? You had to throw it away, will you?
Dad? May I come in?
Oh, sure. Come on in, Mike.
Dad, were you ever engaged to Princess Joanne?
Hey, what is this? A house full of reporters?
No, I'm just being curious. I was just wondering how it felt. I mean, when you're really in love with a girl, like I am with Sally, and then to have her marry someone else. Why didn't you marry her, Dad? Was it because of me and Rob and Chip?
Oh, maybe, Mike. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to tell exactly why those things don't work out. Well, anyway, she took a trip to Europe and met a prince, and now they're living happily ever after.
Were you going to see her while she's visiting?
Oh, I doubt that, Mike. She's moved to another world.
Might be interesting, though. Don't you ever wonder what she's really like now?
Oh, sometimes. Sometimes.
Here's your pancake sandwich.
Pancake sandwich?
Yes.
Well, you know, one pancake between two pancakes. Bob, you need a new audience.
Yes, I sure do.
Hey, look what we got. Letters.
We expect to find the mailbox. Eggs?
Yeah, but there's one for each of us with a crown on.
A crown? Yeah. Oh, probably an announcement of the opening of the Crown Laundry or something.
Thank you.
Hey, listen to this. At the command of the Royal Highnesses, Prince Sandro Alberto Rinaldo and Princess Joanne.
That's Princess.
I have the honor to request your presence at a reception honoring their Royal Highnesses. In the Grand Ballroom of the Carmichael Hotel on the 9th day of February at 7 o'clock RSVP. And look, Buff, it's signed by Chief Protocol.
Protocol. Chief of Protocol.
Oh, I thought he was an Indian.
Looks like I'll be seeing her after all. What a nice thing for her to do, huh?
We can go, can't we, Dad?
Well, we don't have any choice. It's a royal command.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's kind of stupid, though. I mean, all this bit with Your Highness and the protocol jazz.
Oh, Rob, Highness is just a title, like, sort of like captain or doctor or professor, and protocol is the right way of doing things in an affair of this kind.
Well, when we meet him, do we have to say Your Highness and all that stuff, Jeff?
Of course you do.
And bow from the waist?
Bow from the waist.
Get all dressed up?
Now, look, we're all going to get dressed up, and we're all going to go, and when we are presented to the prince and princess, we will bow from the waist and address them as Your Highness, because that's what you do when you meet a prince and princess. Okay? Well, I'm going to get to the office. See you later.
Well, I guess he was in love with her, all right.
Hi. Hi. I was doing well from the walk. What were you doing?
Writing an acceptance letter.
Come on.
It means I can come to the party.
Who invited you that didn't invite me?
Prince and princess.
I don't believe in that prince and princess stuff. It's like the Easter Bunny.
My dad knew the princess when she was just a plain person. Or she married the prince.
You have to call me Your Highness and stuff?
Yeah.
And bow from the waist?
Well, sure.
And they could cut off your hair?
No, I don't think so.
Wilson would like to see you bow.
Okay. Mike showed me how. Like this.
Hey, pretty good. Watch out for dragons. They're bad at this time of the year.
Okay, I got a magic sword.
You should have a magic pen to write the acceptance.
Yeah. Zip, then it says, it's okay with Chip Douglas about your clunky party, as long as you have plenty of ice cream.
I just write, Chip Douglas accepts because his father would clobber him if he chickened out.
Yeah. I bet you I can write a funnier one. See. Refuses with pleasure the kind of invitation of Prince Sandpile and Princess Plughead.
Hey, how about this? In answer to the invitation, Prince Chip and his royal dog Tramp hereby declare war.
I better write that one down.
When you and Dad get dressed before I do, it's lucky I get a shirt with any buttons at all.
Old Chinese proverb, first up, best dressed.
Just one ever-loving moment.
What, do we have to pay a port tax before leaving or something?
Letters of acceptance, please.
Oh my gosh, almost forgot.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
See you, Bob.
You may pass.
Adios, Warden.
Am I late? Come on, Bob.
Your acceptance letter, please.
Well, I'll have to give it tonight when I get home.
You'll give it to me now.
Oh, boy, didn't anybody care if I get expelled or suspended or something? Boy, if I'm late, I have to get a tardy slip. And to get her, I have to leave class and go to the office. And if they have a quiz while I'm gone, I get a nap. Here, Bob.
Put it in the envelope and seal it.
Oh, boy, if I get a nap, I'll have to stay back a whole grade.
In the envelope.
It'd be all your fault, Bob.
Thanks.
See you when I get home.
If you're through spreading your news of the royal party, would you allow me to measure you for your rented dinner jacket, Your Majesty?
You may. Thank you.
Thank you. This is amazing. 15 1/3.
Cut it out, Bob.
Chip got kind of comical with some of these acceptance letters, didn't he?
Yeah. The only person who thought Chip was funnier than Ernie did was Chip.
Well, I'm glad he did all right when he finally got serious about it. See, we better get this in an envelope and have him address it and get it in the mail.
I mailed it this morning.
Oh, well, he probably wrote a couple of them and sent the neatest one, huh?
Heck no. Boy, we had to tie him down to get him to write one.
Well, then, what's this?
What's what?
Yes. Mr. Chip Douglas accepts with pleasure the kind invitation honoring the...
Would you let me see that a minute, please? But this is the one I thought I mailed this morning.
Oh, yeah. Chip was in a rush, but Bob made him run back in. Oh, my gosh. Does anybody else think of what I'm thinking?
Chip?
He's upstairs, Dad.
Get him down here, would you, Mike?
Chip? Something the
matter? Yes, something's the matter.
Chip, you better get down here right now.
What you doing there, Chip?
Well...
I was back from bounds. Mike, Ernie
least isn't when you bow.
Chip, how many of these silly acceptance letters did you write?
Well, three, I think.
There are only two here. Did you write more than one serious letter?
Heck no, Dad. One was bad enough.
Is this it?
Yeah. How'd you get it? I gave it to Bub the mail this morning.
Oh, no.
Well, Chip, I guess you just weren't very careful when you put the letter in the envelope.
I was kind of in a hurry.
You mean that one of those stupid letters he wrote was mailed to the prince and princess?
Mike, get the number of the Carmichael Hotel, will you?
Dad, what are you going
to
do?
Try to lock the barn door after the horse has been stolen.
Carmichael, Bryant Park, 21111.
Gosh, Dad, I didn't mean anything.
I know, Chip. May I have the royal suite, please? Oh, I see. Thanks very much.
What's up?
All calls have to go through the office of the chief of protocol.
Well, why don't you call him?
How can you explain a thing like this, Bob?
Well, I guess this means we don't go to the reception, huh?
Well, we'll go, but I just wish this hadn't happened.
Mike, maybe there's some way we could get the letter before it gets to the princess. U.S. Postal Service has pretty definite rules about that sort of thing. It's really using your head, Chip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, nice going.
Excuse me.
Yes.
My name's Chip Douglas. I'd like to see the princess.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but it's awful important.
Well, I suggest that you write to the chief of protocol and request an audience. I'm sorry, but you do understand, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's me. Is it yours?
Mm-hmm. You just delivered it to the hotel. I'm going for a spin.
Boy, are you a lucky guy.
Yes, I suppose I am.
I bet it'll do 100.
In reverse. Can I drop you somewhere?
No, I'm not allowed to accept rides.
I understand.
What's your name?
Chip, what's yours?
My friends call me Sandy. You seem to be having a problem.
Yeah. I gotta decide whether to go to school or run away.
Oh, man. I'd go to school.
Boy, it's all their fault. I don't see why they had to come here in the first place.
Who are they?
Oh, that clunky Prince Sandor and Princess Joanne.
What have they got to do with it?
Well, they invited our whole family to this reception because my dad used to know the princess before she was one. Well, I was fooling around writing these funny answers. One of them got into the envelope and got mailed to the princess. Now my dad's ashamed of me and everything.
What's your dad's name?
Douglas.
Oh, yes.
You know him?
No, no. I've heard about him.
I better get going.
Why don't you go and see the princess yourself and try to explain?
How can I see the princess? They won't let me in.
Well, I may just be able to arrange something. I have a little influence.
You do?
What time do you get out of school?
3 o'clock.
Suppose you come back to the hotel at 4, and maybe we can get that letter before the princess sees it.
Really?
Well, we can always try.
You mean steal it or something?
Let's just say or something.
Okay.
Hi, Chip. Right on time.
Hi, Sandy. I wore a neat uniform. You going to a costume party?
No. I have to wear this when I'm on the job.
What, are you a doorman or something?
Not exactly. But I do spend a lot of time on my feet.
Is there anything else I can do, Your Highness?
Yes. Would you please call my chief of protocol?
Certainly.
Come in, Chip.
You're the prince? The Highness?
Yes.
I wasn't trying to play a trick on you.
I was only afraid you'd think you had insulted me again and you'd run off. Yes.
Your Highness wishes to see me?
Yes, Paul. I want you to meet a very close friend of mine, Master Chip Douglas.
A pleasure, Master Douglas.
Me too.
Are the refreshments ready?
If you and your guests will be seated, Your Highness.
I imagine a small, I think you call it a snack, is always welcome after a hard day at school.
You bet.
Ah, voila.
Wow. Boy, at home, Bob just gives us bread and jelly.
You maybe don't have bread and jelly, but I think the cake has raspberry jam for a filling.
Boy, is that to eat?
All of it, if you want.
Boy, if I'm dreaming, I sure hope I don't wake up.
I'm the one who should wake up. I almost forgot our most important business. Paul, would you be kind enough to bring us the morning mail?
Hey, Keen, that way we can get the letter for the Princess Regent.
So sorry, Your Highness, but Princess Joanne had the letters delivered to her so that she might personally receive the replies to the reception invitation.
This is unfortunate. Thank you, Paul.
Boy, what are we going to do now?
We're going to relax and eat our ice cream. I hope you approve of the flavor, pistachio and chocolate.
Yeah, it's what they have on Sundays. Only when I get pistachio, I usually trade it with my brother Mike, because the nuts get caught in my loose back, too.
Then, if you permit me, my back teeth are relatively secure, and on top of that, I am very fond of pistachio. Here we go.
You know what, Your Majesty? For a prince, you're a real prince. Even though you didn't get my letter back.
He's brought on by guilt. Mm-hmm. Fairy tale syndrome.
I am not any dumb drum. See, I spilled the ice cream right there. Look.
Sure, Chip, sure. You remember last week when you came home late from school and you told us some guy flew to the moon in a rocket ship?
That was different.
Yeah, it was cold up there.
Yeah, but I made that up. But this really happened.
Oh, hi, gang.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Steve.
Dad, they won't believe me.
They won't believe you, huh? Hey, what do you got all over your shirt?
Oh, it's chocolate ice cream. The prince gave me a scoop, too, and nobody would believe that it was Sandy.
Well, that was pretty chintzy of the prince to give you Sandy ice cream.
Look, if it wasn't too much trouble, would somebody try to cue me in?
What's the use? Nobody ever believes me anyway.
Well, Chip, just what is it we're supposed to believe?
Well, I saw this man getting in his new car, and I thought it was me. And he told me he could help me about the letter to the princess if I came back to the hotel. So after school, I came back. He told me it was too late. The princess already had the letters. But he told me not to worry. Then he gave me a bunch of stuff to eat. And it even had a crown on it. Only I forgot it.
I see.
Ooh.
Well, no, not really. But I think it's pretty obvious that Chip is telling the truth about, whatever he's telling the truth about.
Dad.
Chip, would you mind telling us that again? You met a man.
I'll get it. The way things are going around here is probably a knight on a white horse.
Your Highness.
Hi, Chip.
Hi, Your Highness. See?
Hello, Steve. I know we should have phoned first, but, well, we were out driving in Sandro's new car, and he told me about Chip. I insisted on coming over immediately.
Well, come in, won't you?
Yes, come in. Thank you.
Please do.
Steve, I'd like you to meet my husband. Sandro, this is Steve Douglas.
How do you do?
It's good to meet you. I've heard a lot about you.
Well, I've heard a lot about you, too. Your Highness, may I present my father-in-law, Bob O'Casey, and my sons, Mike and Robbie.
Hello. Your Highness.
I guess you've met Chip.
My, they've all grown so much. Oh, except you, Bob.
Oh, I don't know, Your Highness. I've put on a pound or two here and there.
Come in and sit down, won't you?
Thank you.
Wait, the first order of business is to tell Chip to stop worrying about that letter. Now, I read it, and personally, I thought it was very funny.
You did?
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you're not interrupting anything. Maybe you are about to prepare dinner or something.
Well, I don't know. I was just burning a hamburger or two.
Your Highness, we'd be very happy if you'd stay and have dinner with us. We're just barbecuing, but...
Oh, could we, Sandro?
Well, I think we owe ourselves some personal enjoyment. After all, the purpose of this trip was just to see old friends.
Fine.
There's one condition. I insist on helping. Bob, I'm a pretty good barbecue chef, if I may say so myself.
Well, then, if you'll just follow me, we'll take care of things.
Tell me, did you ever try some Beaujolais in your hamburger?
Beaujolais what? Beaujolais, red wine. You pour it into the hamburger.
Sounds good. We'll have to try it sometime. You know, this is more of an event than you think. Bub never lets anybody help him with his barbecuing.
Oh, well, he'll regret it. Oh, Sandro's just fine on the creative end, but terrible when it comes to cleaning up. Thank you.
Here, I'll get that.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Well, Chipper, you better go up and clean up before dinner, huh?
Okay. Excuse me, Your Highness.
Dad, Mike and I'll help Bub set the table.
Oh, thanks, Ron.
Oh, they're marvelous, Steve.
Yes, they're pretty nice kids. Of course, I was a little upset at Chip for sending that letter.
Oh, Steve, I'm still me. And I do know what 10-year-old boys are like. Don't be angry with him.
Of course, I know he didn't do it on purpose, but I couldn't be angry with him anyway. After all, the letter did bring you and the prince here, didn't it?
Well, it was a wonderful chance to see you. It's been such a long time. So much has happened.
Yes, it has. Well, you look just like a princess. Princess.
Joni will be just fine.
You look wonderful, Joni. Come on, sit down.
How would you like your hamburger, Your Highness?
Honey.
Can I have a rare
bun? One rare hamburger coming up.
Well, I guess the prince put Bub at his ease or he wouldn't have let that honey slip out.
Mm-hmm. Sandy has that effect.
I hear he's a very nice man.
You're a very nice man yourself, Steve.
Thank you, honey. Chip, I think you better change that shirt too, don't you?